Yeah, it's your boy Ray Ray on the mic. Let's go.
Repetition, repetition, repetition. That is the goal that we all need to be seeking towards to get better. We have to get the reps in. I'm in the middle of coaching baseball right now for our oldest kid, about 7 years old, 7 year old team. And we got 10 kids running around right around the same age. And it's at a point where we are realizing that, hey, one and done drills or one and done practices isn't going to help the kids get better. They need to learn the fundamentals. They need to do the fundamentals over and over again to where it becomes muscle memory and a part of this, their everyday life practice, right? It is truly true. Like, regardless of, for these kids and noticing how they interact with the game, right? Just because they played last year or just because they desire or played catch, you know, whatever, that doesn't mean that they're immediately ready for the big leagues. All that means is that they have some level of experience and exposure to the game. Our role is, as coaches, is providing the capacity and space for them to get as many reps as possible, learning those fundamental things on a level to where they can get confident and get better at their skill set. I find how important it is to get the reps in, especially when I think about my own journey and development as well. Being somebody who is aspiring to be a speaker, aspiring to make change in our community, aspiring to be that organizational leader or that community leader that is galvanizing and bringing folks together to help create the culture change that we want to seek. I can't just show up and think that, oh yeah, just because I'm a speaker, I say I'm a speaker, you're going to allow me to be in that space. Or if I do decide to be compensated for the things that I do, can't just be doing it one time and expect people to see me or compensate for that level of skill set. That's not how it works. I have to put in the time in the back end, in the closet, as Anthony Trucks calls it, doing the dark work, right? Being in the midst of my own capacity in the environment and practice the skill sets, practice the fundamentals of getting my words right, practice the fundamentals of crafting a message, designing a project plan, or designing a organizational assessment, or being able to communicate effectively to people so they know what success could look like and how they see themselves in that role. I got to make sure I put in the time to sit back and try to put forth that effort and not just think that just because I did it once, I can be as successful as I want to be, or vice versa. There was a time when I had to communicate. I was doing a speech and I was speaking to this room full of leaders, and I practiced my speech one time. I barely even practiced at all and just walked up to it and stumbled over my words. Didn't really have clarity in exactly what I was saying. See people just like losing interest in what I was talking about. Dragged on, droned on, and bombed, right? At that moment, I was like, man, I'm not a speaker. I can't speak. I'm not going to be able to do that. But knowing that even the best people who are masters of their craft sat in the dark and had failing moments, but use those failing moments as lessons to prepare them for the next time, taking a step back and realizing it's okay. Everybody fails. It's part of the process. What am I going to learn from this experience, and how do I get back in the game and practice as best as I can with what I've learned and what I was good at to be the best that I want to be, right? Be the best that I can be. So we can't just necessarily assume that one event, one activity, one lesson, one failure, one win is going to catapult us to become a master or become skillful in our craft. It has to be the over and over reps and the fundamentals of those reps day in and day out to get it going and get it right. Kobe Bryant worked on the same shot over and over. Wee hours in the morning. I mean, there was a story when the USA basketball team was in Vegas and the guys were out partying, whatever, the night before, coming in around 3-4 a.m. and seeing Kobe Bryant coming out of the gym dripping sweat at 3-4 a.m. working on the fundamentals of his game. And that's what makes him great. That's what made him great. Putting in the time, putting in the reps, knowing exactly what part of the game he wanted to work on and need to work on, and actually doing the work. As I continue to go on my coaching journey, as I continue to go on my speaking journey, and the type of leader that I want to be in this community, I realize that I have to create the space to do those reps and make those reps count and be effective in those reps and learn from it in that way. So here's how I'm going to do it. Number one, actually scheduling time to do it. Sitting down, finding the space and saying, I will be doing my podcasting every day for an hour, right? Or even before that, I'm going to sit down and actually craft out what am I going to say and how do I want to say it. I will review what I've done in the past and be able to navigate and understand what worked, what didn't, what I liked about it from a prep perspective and how my speaking perspective, how would I change that in the way I'm intentionally thinking about what I'm speaking to here. Those are the different things that I'm going to work on to get my reps in, right? Actually planning and doing the validation and doing the research to understand it. The next thing that I'm going to do to get my reps in is look to opportunities that align with my ability to get those experiences. For I would think that, oh, because I'm a speaker, I should be getting the gigs that I think I need to be getting. The opportunities of speaking on stage in front of 1,000 people or getting the dollar amount that I feel I am qualified to get. And sure, like those aspirations are there, but I do not need to overlook the opportunity to speak at my local high school that is down the street or even with the kids that I'm coaching with. Every opportunity that I get with the current environment and spaces that I have, I need to make the most of it. So whether it is for free, but the impact of it is major, or if it is for a certain dollar amount that is quote unquote below the rate, it doesn't matter. What matters is how am I using that time to get better and intentionally working on crafting my message in the time frame that's given, being able to engage and interact with the audience that I'm talking with, and really truly meeting the needs of the organizers who's asking for this information, who asked for me to be the person to speak to their group, and being sure that it is truly aligning with what they want, right? So I need to staying in the pocket, doing my exploration, film study, and crafting and planning and preparing and doing the type of work in my studio to create that space for practicing my speaking with the podcast. Then I need to look at the opportunities that I have around me and maximize them to the fullest, crafting a clear, concise message, helping the audience meet the goals through my expertise and my words, right? And then the last thing I need to do is connect and network with other people who are doing this work and study them as well, which kind of goes back to the first part, not only was studying myself, but also needing to study others who are masters in their craft and see how they prepare so I can leverage that as part of my work as I prepare myself too. And this again goes for any person who's trying to get the reps in to become the great in their skill set. They got to study, they got to make the most of opportunities, and they got to find the people in community to help develop them and become the best that they can. So I'll be sharing the same level of excitement and energy to these kids that I'll be coaching with, that they need to do the work themselves, make the most of every opportunity, and connect with other people who can help get them to that goal. And it's the same thing I want to share with you all as well, with the skill sets and the crafts that you say that you want to be and build. Do what is necessary in order for you to get to that point. And the last thing I'll state is, we will fail. There will be disappointment. There will be aspects where it's not going to go the way that you planned. That's part of life. That's how it works. Well, a lesson that I learned from Jim Rohn is learning how to discipline yourself when you are experiencing disappointment. And when I hear that, I think about how, because we are going to experience failure, how are you going to prepare your mind and your attitude towards something that you know that you're not good at, or you will think that will fail in your face? And a lot of that will literally be you processing, okay, this is a lesson. I'm learning from this experience. Nobody's perfect, but it's a progress towards perfection. It's you versus you. You're doing better than you were yesterday. You're not comparing yourself to other people and letting that feed into your own identity, but utilizing it as an opportunity to you to become the best that you could be. And I've been working on that same level of discipline and mindset even early on playing sports. And sports was a huge area, because literally every moment you're going to win or fail, right? You're going to win the moment or you're going to fail the moment, but you can't let that failure take you out of the game, because if you do, then they'll make the next failure terrible. So finding that discipline, finding that motor, that perspective to help guide you to stay in it and stay even keeled regardless of the outcome will help you stay focused and help you become that determined master or determined skill set that you strive to do. All right. So what is that skill set? What is that work that you plan on doing? How are you going to leverage that to become the best that you can be? And what can we do to help support each other in that? If you need somebody encouragement, you need somebody to kind of be somebody in your corner, the hype man, and then that way let me know, because I'll love to hype you up in that as we're all growing and learning together. And that'll be a phenomenal experience. Team, you share your story with others. I'll talk to y'all soon. Peace.